You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, also, another thing that's going to be happening that Kenneth Copeland prophesied about is about, you know, that confusion is going to be coming to the financial system. Confusion is going to be coming to the financial system, and people are going to be saying, who knows what money's worth? Who knows what money's worth? The Lord showed me this vision, daytime vision. He showed me all of a sudden this vacuum. It was almost like this huge vacuum was in the heavenlies, and it was just vacuuming up all this paper money, and it was just pulling it out behind furniture, and it was just taking paper money, and it was just pulling currency away, and all of a sudden it was like it was being vacuumed up in this small area, so it literally looked like a mountain. Then all of a sudden it caught on fire, and it's just all the paper money was gone. Well, you can see where the economy has been digitized and where we're going, but some confusion is going to come in the financial system, he's prophesying, and who knows what money's worth. Let's listen now. Kenneth Copeland.
I dreamed I was in an airport to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and I didn't need to go. Mm-hmm. When the airplane was close to boarding, I decided to go to the restroom, and I didn't need to go. I went into a restaurant and asked if they had a restroom I could use, and a young man said no. I said, oh, come on, man. And I peeled off a bill from a wad of money I had in my pocket. Another young man was with us and went with him. They took me to the restroom I decided to go in. I decided to give the other young man a bill. I noticed the bills had no numbers on them. And Mac, Pat, I thought in this dream, I thought, Mac Gober, and of course, Mac's in heaven now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, Mac Gober, who's in heaven, was somewhere in the airport, and I thought, Mac can hold that airplane for me. Mm-hmm. And I jumped out of bed and ran and grabbed my notepad and wrote it all down just quickly so I didn't lose any of it. More confusion is coming in our financial system. Mm-hmm. Who knows what money is worth?
So you're looking at, he's looking at money. Money doesn't have a number on it anymore. There's going to be a confusion that's coming. Listen, that's to the world system, not the God system. God has a totally different kingdom finance. You're looking at how does God transfer wealth? The wealth of a wicked is stored up for the righteous. If you're in Jesus, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because of Jesus' finished work. He transfers it out of a time of confusion and chaos. So you have to be ready for it. Don't get focused on what's taking place. Realize that God has good plans for those that are His. But the Lord also showed me something very specifically in this prophetic encounter with Him, where I'm walking in this economy, in this dream, I guess you would call this prophetic dream, and it's like all these joined together tents. Imagine being in the Middle East and you're out in the wilderness desert, and they have all these Arab type tents that are connected to each other, you know, and they're set up, and you're walking through, and I'm seeing this industry and all this, you know, things that are taking place. I'm seeing, you know, military aircraft in the air and just great industries taking place, and the economy is booming. And then I came out of that and went into hangars, and I'm watching this huge manufacturing take place. It's like America's economy is booming and everything's happening, and the military complex is getting strong again, and it just looks great, right? But all of a sudden the Lord says to me that in 11 days, if this thing stops for 11 days, then it can all stop. Everything can shift. And when I heard Kenneth Copeland talk about, you know, confusion is going to come to the financial system, and realizing we're $22+ trillion in debt, which is huge, $22 trillion in debt. It's kind of hard to do the numbers. But actually, debt's even greater than that. We've already got so much debt going in the earth. It's more than, if you got all the gold and all the valuables and the jewels, you put them all together, according to what Rick Joyner says of Morningstar Ministries, it's just a smidgen of what the true debt that we've established on the face of the earth. And so you're looking at confusion is going to come. So I encourage you to be prepared for that. You know, and one way to do it, we can't give you any financial advice, but just think about 90 days. Think about setting yourself up for about 90 days with some food and some different things as things are shifting. I believe that America's not going to snap back to the place it needs to be without being snapped back to the place it needs to be. And people are going to get emboldened. They're going to think they're going to be able to do something. and God's going to rise up and he's going to deal with it. But what's going to happen during that transition? So I think about 90 days, you know, 90 days worth of some food and some water and stuff that you can sit tightly in your home and wait for that to pass over so you can enjoy the blessings that's going on. And so I encourage you to think about that. Think about like having your own little private Goshen going on. So it's important. Also, don't live beyond your debt. Don't just run out there and borrow 10 over if you borrow money, be sure you can repay it. Don't stretch your life out in such a way that you have financed your future. And all of a sudden the economy shifts and now they start calling in them loans and all of a sudden you lose your car, you lose your house, you lose everything that you borrowed money for. So, you know, live within your means is a very important thing to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.